One of Philadelphia's oldest artist collectives will lose its building of 20 years in the spring, and on Saturday it's hosting an art auction to help pay for its move to a new space. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports artists from around the country have donated work to help Space 1026.
The annual Space 1026 art auction has always been a raucous affair, with a DJ and audience in high spirits. The auction normally brings in roughly $13,000, making it the biggest fundraiser for this scrappy collective of about 20 members. But this year's auction will likely double that because of work from major names, including graffiti artist Shepard Fairey, photographer Zoe Strauss, and cartoonist Charles Burns.
This is really about our community, and these are all of our friends' artwork.
This is a Space 1026 member, Jackie Quinn.
What's even more awesome about that is then when the night comes, it's even more of our friends buying all of our friends' artwork, and it's all about the people.
Earlier this year, the Space 1026 building in Chinatown was sold. Their rent increased 40%. The artists must leave in the spring, and they hope to buy their own building. That makes the collective's auction this weekend the last in its beloved home of 21 years. Founding member Andrew Jeffrey Wright has seen many people go on to bigger and better things, but has hesitated to approach them to donate work because sometimes a buyer will win a piece for far less than it's worth and then flip it online.
That opportunist type stuff really grosses us out, and it's not good for the artists that submit. A lot of the artists that I asked this year, I haven't asked in a long time because that stuff has happened to them. And I didn't feel right asking them to submit, knowing that there was opportunities coming to our auctions and flipping pieces.
As auctioneer, Wright always starts the bidding at just $5. But this year, for the first time, Space 1026 will auction a few of the items on reserve, meaning some pieces will not sell unless bidding hits a predetermined minimum to protect the artist. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.